We've got King City and Worth County in a Missouri 8-player district final Friday night. KMA at 960. Looking forward to that. What we're talking now with King City head coach Todd Shiflett. Coach, you're into a district final. You're doing so after a thrilling win over Pattonsburg. You know, and we're talking on Sunday morning, so you've had a few days maybe to kind of digest, you know, what was a wild game there. Tell us about it and kind of how you're feeling with, you know, still playing football this time of year.
I think our boys had a little air this week, you know, just kind of after what had transpired in the middle of the season. They were definitely focused. We had a little bit different defensive game plan this last time that we played them. And, you know, I feel like they did a really good job of executing what we wanted them to do defensively. We still gave up, you know, several points, but, you know, definitely didn't have the penalties and the big momentum swing plays like we had, you know, back in the middle season. So overall, you know, pretty pleased there.
Yeah, you know, offensively, it ends up being a shootout. You guys put a lot of points on the board, which is usually kind of what you have to do when you go against Pattonsburg. Speak to what you guys did well offensively that allowed you to leave with the victory.
I think we, you know, we really focused on, you know, like I said, the last few weeks, we're trying to get our run game booted up, and we ran the ball pretty well. You know, quarterback Landon Carlson, you know, he had several carries for quite a few yards, and you know, Graham Metzger's obviously, he's our power back and he kind of leads our rushing attack and, you know, same deal. You know, I was just pleased with how both of them ran and, you know, we got physical with them. And then as the game went on, you could kind of see that, you know, they started to tire down and we were able to bust a few more big runs and kind of chew up some clock.
You know, offensively, I know the cliche is when you get to this time of year, you want to be able to run the football. And I mean, you guys have been able to do that, but you've also been able to throw the ball really well with Landon and Ryder Sample, you know, hooking up and a couple other receivers as well. How important has it been for you guys to have that balance offensively?
That balance attack is, you know, something that we have been really good about doing all season long, just because of how dynamic of a player Landon is. You know, it is helpful to have somebody who can sling it like that. But, you know, you look, you know, down our wide receiver core and you got Ryder there and you got Caden Wainscott and Jax Jundy and, you know, had Colton Potter there before he broke his collarbone. But, you know, there's several guys who can step in there and catch the football at any given time. And, you know, we trust all of those guys to do that if their number's called. And, you know, we trust Landon to be able to hit the open receiver. So, you know, definitely makes us better. You know, kind of a double-edged sword there. You can take away one aspect of the game, but, you know, we, you know, hopefully we'll have answers on the other side, depending on what you do.
Now looking to this Friday, Worth County, the opponent in the district final, familiar with them as well, played them in a tight game at the end of the regular season. Go back to that game. What do you recall about that that maybe carries over this time around?
Last time we were up there, it was a physical battle. I think the score was 36-22 or 32-26, somewhere in that neighborhood. But yeah, I mean, you know, we told the boys all week long last time, like, this is going to be the most physical game that you've played in. And sure enough, it was. You know, they like to hang their hat on running the football and they're dang good at it. So kind of the same thing around this time. We got to be ready to step up and shut down the run. And you know, our defensive backs got to understand that, you know, just because they're running the ball well doesn't mean they're not going to pass it. And when they do, we got to have our eyes right and make sure that we're still on our guy so that he's not, you know, leaking out over the top uncovered.
Yeah, what is the biggest challenge that you guys face in going against a team like Worth County?
I mean, they're just really good at what they do. And they don't really care about, you know, what you do against that, because they're going to do what they do. And that's what a lot of good football teams do. So, you know, we got to step up to the challenge, and we will challenge the boys to come play and to be physical again. And I think, you know, our boys are going to do whatever we emphasize throughout the week. So, you know, as long as we get the right things emphasized, we should be ready to play.
What would you say is priority number one on Friday night?
I think, you know, winning at the line of scrimmage is going to be important, defensively. You know, last time we played them, we gave up, you know, 30 whatever points, and I would have told you that we'd have been right in that game, but our offense let us down. So I think another big key is that, you know, we got to get our offensive answers to what they're going to do to us defensively, so that, you know, we can be right in there. And, you know, we get down into the red zone, we got to be able to convert those opportunities, unlike we did last time, so that we can, you know, give ourselves an opportunity to win.
That is Todd Shiflett, head football coach at King City. His team facing Worth County in a district final Friday night, KMA 960. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck on Friday.
All right, we'll see you there.